Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future, living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow, mad cow, line dance song.
Hey, Sun Guy Nation, welcome to the show here on another Friday. QT and Sun Guy back with you as normal. And real fast before we jump into things with the guests, some show notes. If you're looking for wrestling in the next couple of days, tonight, WCWO in Indianapolis, Indiana, like every Friday at the Outlaw Arena. WTF in Carmel, Indiana. Resolute Wrestling in Crossville, Tennessee. War in Lima, Ohio. And CLW featuring our own Von Hess in Tucson, Arizona tonight. Tomorrow night, HPW back at the HPW Arena in Columbus, Indiana. Innovate Wrestling in Morristown, Tennessee. MSWA in Rockwood, Tennessee. War back for a second night in Lima, Ohio. Impact Wrestling in Dayton, Ohio. WrestlePro in Anchorage, Alaska. GLCW in Waukesha, Wisconsin. UPW in Indianapolis, Indiana. Wombat Wrestling in Tullahoma, Tennessee tomorrow night. And also, we want to let you know on the 13th of this month, BCW's Northwest Assassin is going to be producing a comedy show at the Helium Nightclub in Portland. We are encouraging everyone to head over and support his side venture. And also on the 15th of this month at the Outlaw Arena in Indianapolis, a benefit show for JKO. He recently had emergency surgery. They're putting together a benefit to help him out with the medical costs as he recovers from that. We're sending our best wishes to him. And if you're anywhere near Indianapolis on the 15th, go support the benefit JKO, one of the good guys in this business. So give him all the support you can. Without further ado, I want to welcome to the show our guest today, someone that helped me out last month when I was back at HPW representing the GK fam, Piper. Piper, welcome to the show.
You know what it is? It is the lyric spitting, God-given, main eventing, forever reigning, never defending, undisputed Piper's champion of the world. How you doing, man?
Doing very, very well. And since it is your first time with us today, we're going to grant you our first-timer's question to lead off here. What got you into the business of professional wrestling?
What got me in? It goes back too far. I mean, I've been watching wrestling since I was at least about 6 or 7 years old. Like, I never stopped. I've been a lifelong fan. You know, my favorite wrestlers go back to as far as, like, The Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, Stone Cold, The Rock, you know, all the 90s. I'm a 90s baby, so, you know, I'm a 90s wrestling person. So what really got me in was I had my friend Donnie, who I'm actually in GK fan with. We actually used to watch wrestling, like, every week. We still do. And one day he talked about – we've been talking about going to training for years, but he told me he had started training, and I told him, I'm like, where? Like, he was supposed to have been told me about that. And, you know, next thing you know, we started training, and – now here we are.
Besides being a lifelong fan of wrestling, did you have any type of background to prepare you for pro wrestling, be it other sports, drama, anything like that?
I did wrestling when I was in, like, junior high school and everything, yeah.
Also, amateur wrestling experience, all right.
Yeah, I did amateur wrestling. And, you know, I played basketball my whole life, so I'm a natural athlete.
I can definitely tell that from watching you in the ring.
Thank you.
Now, like I said, we first came across each other at HPW. I need some assistance in order to get my revenge on the firemen there in Columbus, Indiana. We've had a long-standing battle the fireman and myself. You were willing to help me out for a few bucks. You put the fireman through a table. What was it like slamming that fireman, who obviously was a dirty, rotten cheater because he tricked me into losing that arm wrestling match when the sun was in my eyes and I had a head cold and, like, I thought I saw loose change on the mat I was trying to pick up at the time. Obviously took advantage of all of that, but you came in, you slammed him through the table. What was going through your mind when you did that?
Well, you know, that was like the first time in my career where I ever actually got to put somebody through a table. And I came in, I remember you asked me if things got, you know, crazy or anything to come out there and help you. I seen you was a little, you got in your face, so I ran out there to make sure I got you as fast as I could. And I seen that table, I was like, oh, he's going through it. That's what happened. Yeah. And plus, he's a firefighter. We don't really deal with firefighters like that. We are.
Yeah, you know,
I am a part of the heat, and the heat does not do firefighters. They can't put out the heat.
I like that theory because they once tried to commit sports entertainer side on me. I don't know if you noticed the floor there at the HPW arena, but it was dented with my face, courtesy of some firefighters. They're dangerous.
They are very dangerous. Spraying that water everywhere.
Absolutely. Now, we ran into a little bit of difficulty shortly after that. Someone else ran into the ring uninvited and assaulted us. Can you tell us what went down with that?
I don't know. I don't even know who Cuz is. He's just some goof who thought he wanted to come save the day. Whether do he know that I am the main event and the main event is never over. So, therefore, I will be back and I will be coming to find who that goof is tomorrow at HPW.
I might have a few extra dollars I could slip you if it would cause you to hit him just that much harder for me. I would appreciate that.
No problem. I ain't got no problem taking care of what needs to be taken care of.
Now, a lot of fans might know that you're still a relatively new in your career, and like most people that are starting out, I'm sure you've received a lot of advice during the course of your career to this point from the veteran wrestlers and people with more experience. What would you say is the best advice that you have been given so far?
That's hard right there. I didn't talk to a lot of people so far, but I feel like the best advice that I've taken, you know, and is getting me through right now is to just let it flow. You know, the matches, your whole career, you just got to let it flow. Don't push anything too hard. Don't press for it. Just let it flow. You know what I'm saying? And that's probably the best way. I'm trying to do it right now. I'm just letting it flow. I ain't really too pressed on. Yeah, just listen and learn. That's basically what it is. I just got to listen and learn and keep going with what I'm going through and make sure I can make the best out of my career I can.
You, of course, not only wrestle as a singles competitor, but you wrestle in tag team matches as well in a lot of places. I know some wrestlers have a preference as far as tag teaming and singles wrestling. At this point in your career, do you have a preference, one or the other?
Well, not at all. I mean, regardless of where I wrestle, singles competitor, I'm just as good as I am as a tag team. I mean, I got my tag team partner, Prima Donnie, right here. Prima Donnie, say something.
Okay, then!
You know what I'm saying? GK Fam is in the building, and shout out to Prima Donnie. Shout out the rest of the Heat. Shout out Chris Allen and Lucas. I am a part of the Heat faction that is in HPW also. I mean, it doesn't really matter what match you put me in. I'm still shining. I'm going to be the main event in any match that I'm in.
Heat Gang, GK Effort.
You know what?
Now, we know that you also have already captured some championship gold in your career to this point. Obviously, that's always the main goal of most wrestlers. Whenever they go to a promotion, they want to win that championship. What's it been like for you having already won that title? And as you say, you are the forever reigning, never defending champion. I mean, you can hold titles indefinitely that way.
Well, the thing about that is that I didn't win that title. I was born with that title. You know what I'm saying? That title I placed on myself. Nobody ever told me I had to win a match or anything. As soon as I stepped in the ring, I gave myself that title, and I told them I will never defend it, and I will be forever reigning this title because I am the Piper's champion, and nobody else will ever be the Piper's champion. That's that title. That's the title you want to see, and that's the title, the most prestigious title in all of the world.
You might say you won it just by being born.
Exactly. My point exactly.
Now, there's a lot of promotions where you wrestle, and they have championships as well. I know just looking at HPW, there are a good 4 championships in that promotion. You wrestle all over the Midwest. There's a lot of promotions out there with a lot of titles. Do you have any more specific championships on the radar at this point, or are you just looking to see where the career takes you right now?
Oh, well, if that's the case, I mean, we can go to HPW because I do plan on trying to capture that Cruiserweight title. I'm pretty sure either the Heat or GK Fam will capture that tag team title. The Heavyweight Championship, I'm pretty sure it will come around. We ain't too pressed on it, but we'll work our way up. As far as, like, my home promotion, shout-out to APW. Shout-out to Tim Lutz, my trainer, Butcher Manson, and all the everybody else. You know, I'm in my home promotion, I am the Piper's champion. Nobody else will ever be the Piper's champion. It is the most prestigious championship in the company. So, oh, yeah, we do hate Butcher Manson, though. But at the same time, like I said, in APW, we have the Piper's champion, which is the most prestigious title in the company. So I'm not worried about any other title there, but I guarantee GK Fan will capture the tag team titles there also. Also wrestle at LSC. I'm pretty sure the tag team titles will be coming home to me there too, along with the Zero Gravity title, as soon as I can get the champion there to, you know, start running scared, you know. We start getting cheated out of these tag team titles. I'm pretty sure you're going to see me racking up the gold here sooner or later. It's coming.
If it helps you out tomorrow, the Cruiserweight champion at HPW is Dewey Brown, and I've had my run-ins with that man as well.
Is Dewey still the champion? Oh, well, that should be easy. That's definitely coming home to me. I hope they try to make him put it on the line tomorrow so I can take it tomorrow. That would be even louder.
Piper versus Doodoo Brown at HPW.
Yeah, Piper versus Doodoo Brown at HPW. I hope Flash and Jerry listening to that.
Oh, I believe they have him wrestling Scarecrow tomorrow night, but, you know, I don't see why you couldn't challenge the winner of that.
Oh, well, hopefully I can. I'll take on either one of them, Scarecrow or Dewey. They both know who I am, and they both know they don't want this smoke, but they go get it anyway.
They put Scarecrow in the Hall of Fame before Piper.
Yeah, how they put Scarecrow in the Hall of Fame before Piper? That doesn't work. You got to have your greatest go in first before you put the least amount worth of character in there. I don't know what they're doing here at HPW, but they will see here soon.
Well, you know, I'm in the HPW Hall of Fame, and I will talk to the committee and get you in there because anybody that's associated with me automatically should be in there.
Amen to that. Yeah, they need to put you in the title match. They don't want me and you to go for the tag team title.
I've held that tag team title multiple times with the High Rollers. They are scared of what I do to that title. Terrified,
exactly.
But we would easily win it.
Easy. No problems. I already believe it.
Now, you got the Cruiserweight Championship in your sights, and fans that are familiar with you will know that you are not always the largest competitor in the ring when you wrestle. I'm sure you've wrestled plenty of guys much, much larger than you. What would you say has been the biggest size difference where your opponent is much larger?
Well, I've wrestled some of the nice veterans here in the area so far. I don't know if you know who Drago or Big Jim Hutchinson is, and that's probably my biggest size difference. I feel like me looking at it is kind of like me versus the Big Show in a couple sense, you know, but regardless, it don't matter. How big you are, the bigger they are, the harder they fall, so it don't matter. I'm chopping everybody down.
And easier the tables
will
break.
Yeah, and that's just easier the tables will break. So, yeah, we put them all through them. It don't matter.
On the flip side of it, who would you say has been the smallest opponent that you've faced so far?
Smallest? Yeah, the LSC Zero Gravity champion, Savion Truitt. I don't know if anybody's hipped him around, but he's probably the smallest guy I've faced so far. And he cheated, and therefore, that's why I will be coming for his Zero Gravity title here soon.
One more title for the collection.
One more title is never enough, right?
Exactly. Now, here in the Pacific Northwest where we're based, there is another wrestler that became extremely famous by the name of Piper, that being Rowdy Roddy Piper. I'm sure that,
oh, that's my uncle.
I'm sure you're familiar with them. Did
yeah,
people
that's
ever
that's
make the
uncle,
comparisons
man.
To you and Roddy Piper?
That is my uncle. I keep trying to tell y'all that.
Well, do they seem to make the comparisons to fans usually compare you to your uncle as far as
the style you have in the ring and so forth? Now, let's give my uncle his credit because my uncle was pretty great. But it doesn't get no greater than Piper. Now, Rowdy Piper is his dude, but the lyrics spitting, God-given, main eventing, forever reigning, never defending, undisputed, Piper's champion, I think has a better ring.
Now, of course, Rowdy Piper was famous for playing the bagpipes, and he would often play them as he made his entrance to the ring, playing his own entrance music. You yourself also work in the music industry, and I know you've put out some videos with your music to it. Do you do a lot of your own custom entrance music for maybe not even yourself, but just for other wrestlers?
I haven't had the chance to do it for other wrestlers because I don't believe any other wrestler deserves their greatness on my greatness on their entrance. But I do use my own music for my entrance, which is there's a song called It's Piper. You can find it on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, whatever you want. You can just Google it. I'm guaranteed it'll pop up. But that is my personal singles entrance music. As far as you also use a song called GK Fam for the GK Fam entrance. That's also on all streaming platforms as well.
A lot of independent wrestlers have made a lot of money by cranking out entrance music for other wrestlers. Some of them are doing that as even more lucrative business than what they make as a wrestler. Have you ever thought of getting into that aspect of the business at some point, maybe producing music for wrestlers outside of your own area?
Well, you know, I work by the dollar, so somebody throws the right dollar at me, you never know what can happen, as you will know.
That is very, very true. Now, one of the things that I know that wrestlers always have a favorite of is their favorite venue, whether it's just they like the look of the venue, whether it is because the fans are particularly good in one venue, whether it is just easily accessible, has large dressing rooms. Wrestlers always have a favorite venue for some reason or another. What would you say is your favorite venue where you wrestle?
So far, I got two. My favorite venue, first and foremost, would be my home venue, Woodlawn Rec in Cincinnati, Ohio, where I wrestle at APW. I love their auditorium, and we use that for everything. The sound is great. The whole atmosphere is just great in the auditorium. And also, I shout out Bogart's in Cincinnati and Clifton. I had a show there, and that was probably one of my biggest shows I've had. And that was actually where I actually debuted as a single star. So shout out to Bogart's. Yeah, it was a nice little concert venue, and they had the whole ramp for us and everything. I loved that place, actually.
On the other end of the spectrum, we all have the venues where we go and it's hard, whether it's because the locker rooms are small or complicated to get to, whether it's because the facilities just aren't very nice. Sometimes weather factors into it and the place is particularly cold or particularly hot. What would you say, not necessarily naming specific venues if you don't want to, but do you have that one venue that just when you see it pop up on your calendar, you dread going to it?
Well, the only one I would say that actually irks my nerves the most would probably be HPW, and it wouldn't be for any specific reason other than the fact that I hate the fans because they don't respect me as the greatest of all time.
Those fans can be brutal. They cheered the fact that I almost died in front of them.
Exactly. How can they be that brutal? They don't deserve the greatness that was in front of them.
That's the truest statement that's ever been uttered on this show.
They don't deserve us.
Obviously not. Hall of Famer signed guy almost dies right in front of them, and then they cheer it when Ed Boston brings it up during his ring announcing. Some people.
Yeah, just a bunch of idiots, that's all.
Well, the fans at HPW are known for being bloodthirsty fans. And in the history of HPW, there has been a lot of blood spilled. I know I've spilled some. I've spilled a lot of Jerry Wilson's in my day. Lots of bloodshed in that promotion. But in 2019, with what we know about medical science, a lot of wrestling companies are cutting back on blood. They try very hard not to have any. Some people don't think there's a place for blood in wrestling anymore. Some people think there's a place and a time for it. Some people use it liberally. What's your stance when it comes to having blood on wrestling shows in 2019?
To me personally, I grew up on blood. You know, I grew up, everybody was busting each other open with chairs and stuff. To me, that was the best TV that you could see. ECW, WWE, yeah, the whole Attitude Era, like, it was just greatness. You know, blood, I feel like, helps sell the product as much as anything else would. It helps tell the story. It helps the emotion of the match. You know, like you can go back to, what, Stone Cold, Bret Hart. You know, that the fact that Stone Cold passed out, blood all over his face and everything, that told the whole story of the match, that he would not give up no matter. Blood, sweat, and tears, it don't matter. And that's how I work. Blood, sweat, or tears. I'm like the mailman. Rain, sleet, snow, nah. But blood, sweat, and tears. And I put it all in the ring, and I'm putting it all out there. And I feel like everybody should, and the fans should get to see that.
I agree with you on that. At this point in time in your career, have you had many matches where there's been a lot of blood spilled?
Well, ain't nobody make the Piper's champion bleed. No, I don't think I've made anybody bleed either, but it'd be a long time before somebody thinks they can make the Piper champion bleed. I challenge anybody to a first blood match, and I guarantee I will be the victor.
They might just book that at HPW with whoever wins the Cruiserweight title match tomorrow when Piper.
Oh, yeah. See, they're going to do that. They do got to pay me for it. Like I said, I do work by the dollar.
I would hope so. With, you know, Jerry Wilson loves blood, and he bleeds a lot.
Yeah, he's a bloodthirsty vampire himself. And then he hates Jerry Wilson. He can't stand him. He even made me get a, I don't know if you were there for that one, but he made me get a choke slam after I got choke slammed already. He made me get spiked by Butcher Manson, and I don't appreciate any of that.
I don't blame you, and if you want to throw a couple of shots at Jerry Wilson and tell him that's for me, there might be another couple of bucks in it for you.
No, don't worry. I have no problem doing any of that. We can call the whole Heat gang on it. You know, I got backup whenever we need.
That sounds good to me. Now, in 2019, another big thing in wrestling is social media. It's become very important for wrestling, be it individual wrestlers to promote themselves and to network with promoters and other wrestlers. It's become important for the wrestling promotions to advertise and to try to expose their product to new fans. A lot of times it seems like wrestlers and or promotions don't know how to properly use social media at all times. We know in the larger companies, people have been fired over what they have done on social media in the past. Do you think, as a general rule, a lot of people on the independents know how to really use social media to their best advantage, or do you think it's a situation where a lot of wrestlers and promotions still have not figured out how to use social media to their best advantage?
Well, I feel like they actually are trying to use it as much to their best advantage, but as far as wrestling and social media, I always considered it a double-edged sword. You know, because to me growing up in the era where there was no social media, you didn't find out what was going to happen or what was going to happen or what did happen unless you watched the show. You know, or you waited till next week, the show after the show, you missed to find out what happened last week. You know, I grew up in that era, so. And that's what made things the most exciting to me, the fact that it wasn't easily accessible to find out information about anything. You know, you watched it just because you wanted to watch it. And, I feel like me personally, it feels like it kills the business, but it also helps promote the business at the same time. So I feel like it's a double-edged sword. We'll see where it goes here, you know, the next couple of years. It's been going hard for, you know, at least the last, 10 years. So we'll see what happens in the next 10. I feel like business is still growing, so it can't be that big of a downfall on the business, you know.
In the last 2 or 3 years, we've seen wrestling really take off again on a national level. There's been a lot more national promotions that have popped up where wrestlers could work full-time at these promotions and not have to supplement their income with outside work. You've had places like Lucha Underground, Ring of Honor, Impact Wrestling, MLW, AEW, New Japan, AAA, all become viable places to work full-time in wrestling for American and Canadian independent wrestlers. What do you think about the growth as far as the national accessibility that we have in wrestling now?
I personally love it. I love it because it's getting more exposure, especially for guys like me, you know, for who's getting started and ready to get this business, get into the business fast. Like, it's helping everything. It's helping my progression because I know I can't. There's more jobs out there. I know I can't be slacking because I got to be able to be ready at any point in time because there's so many opportunities that could call me at any point in time. So, and I feel like it's growing the business. I feel like it's growing the fan base more now than it's ever been, you know. And I feel like it's going to get back to the level where it was at here in, 20, 30 years ago when pro wrestling was at its most popular stage. And I feel like it's going to get there with all these different promotions that's easily accessible to watch.
At this point in time, my co-host QT Vokes is standing by, and I'm sure QT has some questions for you, so I'm going to pass things to him for a bit.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Sungai. Hello, Mr. Pipe.
How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing very good. Not bad. Mr. Piper, I saw your YouTube video entitled APW Clash in Session, Piper GK Fam versus Lightning Tim Lutz, 8/10/2019. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil fans where this took place?
That actually took place at my home promotion, APW, Ascend Pro Wrestling, based out of Woodlawn. That actually was my first singles match, actually, of this ever. That was against my trainer at that. So the record holder, the record breaker, the 12-hour man, the 12 suplex man, Tim Lutz, one of the greatest to ever do it. Still not greater than me, but he's pretty great.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, I noticed it was in a well-lit gymnasium where the walls were painted eggshell white, and if you took away the blue ring with yellow ropes, would you yourself have felt like you were wrestling inside an eggshell?
Yes, actually I did. It kind of did. I'm not going to lie with you on that one, but that's why they have relocated from the gym into the auditorium, which I had just told Sign Guy, which was one of my favorite venues. They did relocate to the auditorium, which makes everything so much better.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, somehow that gymnasium where you did wrestle Tim Lutz on August 10th, it reminded me of the Flintstone houses. Kind of like the eggshells. I was waiting for a pterodactyl to swoop away the ring. Yes, pterodactyl.
Well, you're going to be waiting too long. Hopefully it ain't you coming to come swoop up. You're over here acting like a dinosaur like you ain't never seen a gymnasium before.
Yes. Oh, okay. Very good, very good. All right. Now, Sign Guy, you mentioned to Sign Guy before that you produced your own entrance music. In this particular match, I analyzed your entrance music, and for a moment, I thought it was Roll It Up, Light It Up, and Smoke It by Cypress Hill. That's what I thought.
Well, you know, first off, I'm going to take that as a compliment for the great Cypress Hill, but I will have you know that you will distinctly define the greatness of Piper by saying that my music was great.
So, yes,
say
your music is great.
Say it was great.
They were great. Yes. All right.
There we are. That's what I'm talking about. That's all that matters.
Well, Mr. Piper, Sign Guy mentioned blood-borne pathogens earlier in the show, and you mentioned blood, sweat, and tears. My question is, were you a big fan of the 1970s supergroup Blood, Sweat, and Tears, who had the hit songs You've Made Me So Very Happy, Spinning Wheel, and When I Die?
I'm pretty sure I'm familiar with the group, but I am a 1991's baby, and so I can't tell you too much about it. Hold on, wait. Brad Mason, Jonathan Powell, Chris Rodriguez, Adam Klippel, Dylan Elise, and I don't know the rest of them. That's all I got.
Oh, okay. Well, Mr. Piper, we give out homework assignments on this show, and I'm assigning you to listen to Spinning Wheels, the Spinning Wheel song by Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and get back to Sign Guy on how you like this song. Will you undertake the homework assignment?
Yes. Well, first of all, what we don't do is tell Piper you're going to give him homework. You ask Piper, will I accept the homework, and then I will tell you what you want me, and I will ask you what you want me to do. But since you decided,
okay,
you just might as well go ahead and just tell me what it is, and now ask me whether I want to do it. Someone is waiting just for you. Spinning Wheel, Spinning True.
Oh, okay. This is huge. Okay. I only jumped to the conclusion that you would accept this homework assignment because, in my opinion, you bear a striking resemblance to Leapin' Lanny Poffo, the poet laureate. That's in my opinion. Yes.
Say that one more time.
Well, I just assumed that you would accept this homework assignment because you bear a striking resemblance to Leapin' Lanny Poffo, the poet laureate, one of my favorite rappers.
So what you're saying is that this guy, there's one of your favorite wrestlers. I'm looking at him right now. This guy looks strikingly resembling to me. And are you saying this as in looks, or are you just saying as, you know, on, you know, ring style? Because the Piper is the greatest to ever do it, and I don't really feel like I could be compared to anybody. Even as as Lenny Poffo.
Somehow I see you reading poetry off frisbees to your love connections. That's in my opinion. You would lead.
That
you would
actually
lead love
does to happen, and how do you notice? You stalker.
I have my wrestling.
Who?
Nardwar.
Do you know? Have you ever heard of Nardwar?
No, I haven't. I don't know.
Well, you have a striking resemblance to him. You should look him up. If I accept your homework, you got to accept my.
Oh, okay. This is huge. I myself have never been assigned a homework assignment. Who do I look up?
Nardwar.
You said what?
Who do I look up?
Nardwar.
Nardwar.
U-A-R. Okay. Does Nardwar bear any resemblance to Urkel? Urkel, the comedian.
I don't believe so.
Like Steve Urkel?
Like Steve Urkel? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, Steve Urkel. Yes.
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. All right, no problem. Oh, okay. I readily accept this Nardwar homework assignment. This is huge. Okay, very good. Sign guy will be my liaison on what I think of Nardwar. Sign guy, he'll back to you.
And he will be mine after I listen to this Blood, Sweat, and Tears song.
Oh, okay. Yes, the song Spinning Wheel. Very good. Okay.
Spinning Wheel. I got you. I can do that.
Okay. Well, Mr. Piper, a polar bear was recently sighted in the Russian city of Petropavlovsk with black spray paint tagged on its side. The paint read T-34, and this was a model of Soviet tank used in World War II that performed heroically in the Battle of Stalingrad. My question is, have any of your opponents, like Tim Lutz, described you as powerful as a T-34 tank?
Yes. Yes. Exactly. That is very much the pinpoint. Yes, that is it. Yes.
Okay.
It's not more powerful. In fact, you know what? What you could say is that I punch like an atomic bomb. Let's put it like
Ooh.
That. Yeah.
Atomic. Okay. So you are
at Matt a couple times. You see, he got a couple days punches because he got murked. He felt them.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to say you, okay, I'm marking you down as powerful as a T-34 tank. Very good. Okay.
It's not more powerful.
Oh, okay.
just kind of powerful.
Yes. Oh, okay. Very good. All right. Well, Mr. Piper, the welterweight division in boxing starts at 147 pounds. The super welterweight starts at 154 pounds, and the middleweight starts at 160 and had such fighters as Sugar Ray Leonard and Marvin Hagler. What weight class would you have been when you faced Tim Lutz? Would you have been a true middleweight?
I actually would have. I weigh 170.
Oh, 170. Okay.
Yeah.
That's like super middleweight. Okay.
Exactly.
Super
middleweight. And I would have defeated Sugar Ray Leonard in the first round, knockout, 3 seconds.
Back. Wow. Okay. Sugar Ray Leonard. Okay. Wow. That's good company. Okay. Now, Mr. Piper, are you a big fan of Sign Guy's Sign of the Time videos, of which he has produced about 405 of them? Have you seen the Sign of the Times?
I've actually seen one or two of them, and I am a fan of whatever Sign Guy does, and you should be too.
Well, I have worked closely with Sign Guy for 10 years, and we have our 10th anniversary show coming up in January. So I've been up and down five with Sign Guy, you know, stealing free coffee from the rest stops. Yes, you're pretty close.
I need you to steal me one too.
Oh, okay. I will try to
get a box of FPs for me too.
A box of FP. What is that?
It's a black and mild filter tip. I need a box of those, and I need a coffee, and I want you to steal both up.
Oh my God! I did grow up in the rough area of Longview and Kelso in the late 70s, so I'll probably be able to do that for you. Yes.
If I heard correctly, okay. I heard them Grapevine used to be in a gang.
Yes, the Bente Lattes. Yes.
Yeah, see, and you used to get smacked around by old ladies with purses.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So I'm all pretty right. sure you can handle stealing a coffee and a black and mild.
I will try, yes. I'll freeze dry it, and send it to you. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Or, you know, express mail works just as fine. You might have to pay the $5. I will not reimburse you.
Damn. Okay. Okay. I'll try to steal that somewhere else to even out my money ledger. Yes. Okay. All right. Well, Mr. Piper, when Sign Guy lost his arm wrestling match at HPW, do you recall anyone yelling "Hot nurse needed" from the stands? Hot nurse needed.
If they weren't yelling Piper, I don't listen.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, Mr. Piper, are you a big fan of Shikara wrestler Sugar Dunkerton? And if so, in your opinion, could Sugar Dunkerton have beaten you on a one-on-one match in street basketball in junior high?
First of all, I have never heard of any goof named Sugar Dunkerton. Second of all, nobody, and I mean nobody, can beat the Piper's champion one-on-one on any court in anywhere in the city. I don't care who it is. It could be LeBron James. It could be Kobe Bryant. It could be Sergeant Ledbetter. It could be Michael Jordan for all I care. Nobody will beat the Piper's champion.
I think Luka Doncic, the rookie.
Luka Doncic. Let me tell you something about Luka Doncic. That man is a very talented man. He may be the white LeBron, but he is not the lyric spitting, God-given, main eventing, forever reigning, never defending, undisputed Piper's champion, and you will respect me as such.
How do you think Luka Doncic would have done against Goldust in a Hell in a Cell match?
I think he would have lost, actually. One shattered dream from Goldust would have took him out.
Wow. All right. Okay. Okay. You could be right. Okay. Well, Mr. Piper, time travel is a subject we talk about frequently on this show. If you could travel back in time and be the assignment person, or as in the military, they say, the detailer, and you were in charge of assigning managers to tag teams, and your assignment was to find a manager for the Spirit Squad, which of these managers would you assign to the Spirit Squad? Would it be Jim Cornette, Baron Von Raschke, Bobby Heenan, or Count Grog?
Actually, it would have been nobody on the list. It probably actually would have been you.
Oh, me. Oh, okay.
I can see you being the Spirit Squad manager, yes.
Oh, what an honor. Wow. I feel like love at this moment. Yeah.
Actually, I just got done taking – actually, this past Sunday, I just took on Roy McAllister from the Highlanders, who had a big beef with the Spirit Squad back in those days. You remember him? The Highlanders.
Oh, yes.
You remember them at all?
Yes.
Yeah, and I just took him on. I just thought that was a fun fact just to let everybody know that I am that great, that I'm taking on former WWE stars.
Holy smokes, that's it. Wow, good. Okay. The Highlanders. They were rumored not to shower that often. It's just a rumor.
Well, I hope they shower before this next Saturday, where I'm supposed to be attending one of their seminars, hopefully. But they better shower before then, or I'm going to have to show him what's really up.
Okay. All right. Well, Mr. Piper, are there any women on the East Coast that you would like to tag team with and that you have your eye on? Maybe Casey Carlisle the lady with the many title belts in Sign Guys, Sign of the Times, who was also a graduate of Hot Nurse University?
The only female wrestler I acknowledge in this whole United States is Ari Alexander. If you don't know who she is, you should look her up.
Oh, okay. Ari Alexander. That name does sound very familiar, yes.
If you know who Vladimir Alexander is, that is his daughter. He's worked at HPW
Vladimir.
Before.
Yes, right, right. We had Vladimir Alexander on our show, and boy, did we ask him the tough questions. Very tough questions. And he still gets in touch with us, too. Yes.
You do. You should reach out to Ari Alexander. I'm pretty sure she'd be pretty entertaining for the show.
Ari, yes, she's already made a huge splash in her young career. Yes. Oh, okay. All right.
And that is the only female wrestler I will acknowledge in the United States of America.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, I do look forward to my homework assignment of Nardwar, and at this time, I'm going to turn it back over to Sign Guy.
All right. Good talking to you.
Yes, it's always good talking with me. Yes.
It's even better talking with me, though.
Back to you, Sign Guy.
Thank you, QT. Well, Piper, we know that wrestling right now is really hot, like we talked about, and there's a lot of places out there. Do you have any specific areas of the country that most interest you as a place you want to go wrestle where you've not been just yet?
I would like to try MLW, Ring of Honor, Impact. I'm willing to go anywhere that I accept me and pay me. That's really all that matters.
Lots of companies out there for sure that would do that.
My goal, if I can get anywhere between Ring of Honor, AEW, Impact, you know, if I could even go to Japan, that'd be even lovely too. You know, I'm pretty much open with anything. I'm a fan of every promotion out here for real. So, NWA, all that. I'm about to watch SmackDown here in a minute. Actually, what time is it? Oh yeah, I still got an hour. Sure.
Now, Japan is a place that has seen a lot more independent wrestlers go in the last few years compared to years past. It used to be you had to be at a pretty high level and have to have been with a major company to get a foot in the door there, but now more and more independent wrestlers are going over for tours. Is Japan something that you've been in talks with people about, or is it just something on the bucket list for down the road at this point?
I do have a friend named Matt Brannigan, who's a nice wrestler out here in the Midwest. I don't know if y'all heard of him, but he's actually over there right now. So, I mean, I got to connect over there, so hopefully that pans out here soon. I mean, I ain't going to say it's on the bucket list, but if it happens, it happens.
Sounds good to me. One of the other things that a lot of wrestlers have mixed feelings about right now is intergender wrestling. Some people think that it's something that shouldn't be on any show. Some people have no problem at all with it. Some people think it should be used very sparingly. You mentioned Ari Alexander, who's doing good things early on in her career right now. But have you yourself had much experience with intergender wrestling?
Not yet. I wouldn't be surprised if it happens. I personally have no problem with it. I also do believe in the fact that it should be used sparingly. But like I said, I grew up on Attitude Era where it was intergender matches all the time. So, right. You know, so, shout out to Holly Fairfax and Ari Alexander and all of them, because I know they do actually do that stuff. And I haven't had the opportunity to do it yet. I wouldn't turn it down, nor am I against it. But I just rather it be that instead of what they call it, mixed tag team or something now, something like that. I'd rather they, you know, they need to get back to where it started. They don't need to keep trying to sugarcoat it like they have been.
Another really hot topic in wrestling in the last few weeks has been concussions. I don't know if you paid attention to the news out of Ring of Honor, but it became a very, very heated topic of debate. Newsweek magazine picked up the story. On an independent circuit, it's going to be much different than, say, a national company like WWE or AEW that can afford to have medical personnel with the company at all times and monitor that type of thing. But on the independent circuit, do you think that there's anything that could be or should be done to monitor the concussions in professional wrestling?
I mean, I personally don't know what there is you can do about it other than, you know, they took some of the main moves out that people just ain't allowed to do anymore, but people are going to do them anyway. I mean, all I feel is those, as long as you're properly trained, you shouldn't have to go through these problems, you know. I don't really feel, as far as I'm concerned, once you sign up in this business, there ain't no telling what you're going to do. Everything's a risk, so you got to be able to take the risk that come with it, and everybody should be able to accept the fact that everybody in this business is willing to take that risk.
Very true. Now, injuries, aside from concussion, are always something that's going to be in professional wrestling. It's just the nature of the business. Have you had any injuries so far in your career that you've had to deal with?
Not yet, and I don't plan on it. I kind of suit my style of wrestling kind of after the Miz, in a sense. I get a little high flying every now and then, but safe wrestling is best wrestling for me.
I agree with you there. Well, we got a few minutes left in the show, and I want to make sure there is plenty of time for you if you want to say anything at all to the people listening today, plug and promote anything and everything you have, upcoming shows, merchandise, the music, your favorite bar, anything in the world, floor is all yours.
Well, I want to thank everybody for listening, who all is listening. I would ask everybody to follow Ascend Pro Wrestling. That's my home promotion. Follow Legends of the Square Circle, LSC. Make sure you follow in HPW, Hoosier Pro Wrestling. I actually have a show coming up, an APW and LSC joint show on the 21st starting at 3 o'clock. I probably myself may be wrestling two or more matches. I'm not sure yet, but I'm pretty sure I will be all over that show. We have Battle of the Border coming up next week. Prima Donnie will be facing Tim Lutz on that show on the 14th. January 4th, APW will be back in Woodlawn in Cincinnati. Prima Donnie versus Paul Lacks. I'm not sure exactly what I'm doing on there, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to be there too. And I'm pretty sure Prima Donnie's going to do what he's supposed to do, like GK Fam always do, and beat down Paul Lacks. So I'm pretty sure it's going to be something you don't want to miss. Shout out to the rest of the Heat, Chris Allen, Adrian, Sergeant Ledbetter, Nick LeBeau, Tom Sharp. Shout out JT. Shout out all the other people in my training class, Ari Savion. Shout out Vlad, too. You know, anybody else I'm missing, I'm sorry. Shout out to my whole GK fam. Shout out Nonsense and Easy. We missed y'all on the last one. No, Ann Walt, Pink Seafood, D8, Surreal, Peso Gordon. Duo, Von Beezy, shout out to my whole GK fam, Apollo, Conquest, everybody. Kiddo, Benny, Feng Shui, you know I love everybody. Shout out Robin Nelson and Wrestle Podcast. Just make sure you follow all these people because I'm naming a lot of people you should follow. It's a lot of great people who are connected to the Piper's Champion. And make sure everybody here remembers that I am the lyrics spitting, God-given, main eventing, forever reigning, never defending, undisputed Piper's Champion, and all you people out there shall respect me as such. And thank you for having me on.
Well, Piper, it was an absolute pleasure to have you on the show today. We appreciate you taking time to be with us today. Best of luck tomorrow with HPW, no matter who you face. And if you happen to accidentally fall into the head of Jerry Wilson with your fist a few times, I'm not going to be mad.
I won't be mad about that either. I'm going to try to make sure that happens, actually.
All right, fans, if you're not familiar with Piper, definitely research him. Find him on the YouTubes and the social medias. Great upcoming talent. You're going to be very, very excited to see his work. Get out there and support him tomorrow night at the arena I named, the HPW Arena. You can find him there. Should be a great show tomorrow. And also bring some toys for the toy drive. They're on the way to shattering the record for the toys that they've collected for the cheer fund. You're welcome, HPW. I'm sure most people brought toys because they saw I was going to be there and were willing to donate. But tomorrow night they can break all the records, so bring a toy. Get out there and support the JKO benefit in a couple of weeks on the 15th. Great, great guy that needs a little bit of help after emergency surgery. Don't forget the comedy show at the Helium coming up. Northwest Assassin running that. We'll be back with you Sunday afternoon. Also from HPW fame, we will have Chicken with us. Cousin Cooter's manager, Chicken, our guest on the show. It should be a fascinating hour. So join us then, and we'll talk to you on Sunday.